The Rays squaring off with the Astros. Evan Longoria would have himself a game, and he'd get it started early in the first inning with a man on facing Mike Fiers.
And here's a high shot deep into left, and that one is long gone. There's a shot deep to right field, and that baby's going to go. Home run for Logan Morrison. The Rays go back to back.
The 3-2 pitch to Longoria, swung on and grounded fair down the right field line. And into the corner it goes. Duda around third. He's going to come in and score. Longoria is now going to go around second. He's on his way to third, and he's going to get there standing. Alex Bregman will lead it off. Rays up 5-0, and here's a swing and a drive. Left center field and deep. Ward just going back to the 404 sign. Jumps up and makes the catch. Peter Borges right at the 404 mark in left center.
There's a liner back toward the corner. That's going to one hop to Fisher. Longoria headed for second, and he is! At second base. They want to take a look at it. Safe. There it is. He is hit for the cycle.
The Rays take it over the Astros. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
Good bounce back win there. You know, games like yesterday get separated. You move on from them quickly. Offense really came up big tonight to kind of set the tone. They did a really good job. We got runs in the first. I mean, Longo, Lomo, the homer. But can't say enough about the offense. And obviously Longo, that's a pretty special day in his career for a guy. I think that's his first one, first and only. So that's pretty awesome to be a part of that and watch that. It was impressive how he hit first base and he looked like Malik running around. So, he could smell it. So that was exciting. I thought the bullpen, you know what, they did a really nice job of weathering the storm right there. These guys are good. We all know that. And I was impressed with the way that Cishek came in there. He got a big out. You know, Jennings made some tight pitches. Didn't get, you know, a couple borderline calls, whatever it is. And then Tommy Hunter, probably MVP of the day, to come in there and quiet that inning and then go out there with a pretty simple eight. So a lot of good things on that end.
For Evan, when he was hustling into second, did you think he was safe?
No, I did not. But I knew we were going to take a good look at it given what was at stake. Regardless, I mean, that would have been a really big run regardless. But, I mean, Evan, like I said, I was just impressed how well he was rounding first base. See if I can get him to do that all the time.
At that point, how cognizant?
I'm kidding, by the way. He runs hard all the time. I'm kidding.
No, but at that point, how cognizant are you that he's a double away from hitting for the cycle?
Oh, we're pretty aware. I mean, off the bat, I mean, generally in this ballpark, that's probably not a double all the time. It's probably 50-50 shot right there. The way the left fielder plays, he's shallow because of the wall. So, but believe me, the whole dugout was screaming, take a chance. Let's see if we can make this work.
You brought up Tommy Hunter being the MVP of tonight's game. Seventh inning, he comes in. What are your thoughts on the job he did to get the Rays out of the jam? And he faces arguably one of the hottest hitters in the league right now in Jose Altuve.
Yeah, hottest, best, whatever you want to call him. But Tommy's having a tremendous year for us. He's gotten a lot of big outs. You know, I know sometimes, and most of the time, the way the game and the stats are structured, the save is really promoted. But what Tommy Hunter has done to come in and quiet a lot of big innings, he's been a huge part of our bullpen, a huge part of our success.
I mean, Longo is the veteran guy, and you know, even just this week, he's been the one with kind of the steady message about we have to win games. It doesn't matter who we get, who we get rid of, and all that. And does it just kind of seem appropriate that he's been warming lately?
I mean,
he's been hot.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've added some guys that have some playoff experience. I know if you look at Longo and Cobb, they've done it here. Longo, obviously, for a little more time than Alex. We've added a couple guys that have been in the postseason with, you know, Sergio Romo and Lucas Duda. But it is special for Longo because he's a guy that you know, as Brad Miller was saying, Mr. Ray. So to see him have success on a game we needed to win, and he was a big part.
Over the last couple months, I mean, his average has gone up every month, but it just seems like the last 3-4 weeks he's been your hottest hitter.
Yeah, it's been steady, and I think, you know, he came out of the break Very motivated, very driven, as he always is. And for whatever reason, got to the West Coast. He seems to hit the ball really well there. And that got him on a good run. And obviously, he knows we need him to keep it up.
Have you had a teammate or maybe a player when you were coaching you've seen him get a cycle before?
Yes, I think I have. I can't remember. Possibly Pedroia did it when I was there. But, no, it's a special feat. There's no doubt about it. That's and given the way he got him down the line and right, not a sure double, so pretty cool.
You guys are obviously making additions to your bullpen. Do you think those guys at a point now where they have to settle into the roles with this new team, and how critical are they going to be as you guys move forward?
They're going to be very critical. I'm not sure if they're totally settled in. I know they're completely on board with everything. I mean, there's a lot of excitement. Those guys. DJ, C-Check, and obviously Sergio Romo, they want the ball in those big situations, and they're going to get it. Romo, he got huge outs for us at the getaway day in New York, and we're going to lean on all of them to help us piece together to get the ball to Tommy and Colomé there.
What did you think of Archer's performance tonight?
I thought it was good. I think credit the Houston Astros. For just being a really good offensive team, that they probably started to figure him out a little bit, and that's what good teams do. But you know what? He went out there, he got some run support early, which was key. He kept them kind of at bay until the home runs started coming, and then that last inning, you could tell those guys were starting to lay off some pitches and not miss the ones that they should handle.
What has Hunter been doing that's made him so effective? This, and he's got 16 out of 17.
Yeah, he comes in and attack. When Tommy's attacking hitters, his stuff plays. I mean, you're talking about 96, 7, 8 miles an hour with the fastball, and then he complements it with a cutter that's 94 to 96. I mean, that those are big time weapons, and he can really tie the lefties up. That's probably what I'm most impressed about is how he's handled left-handed hitters this year, running balls in on them.
Evan Longoria, the second Rays player to ever hit for the cycle. He finishes with 3 RBIs and spoke after the game.
No, I mean, it felt great. I mean, obviously, you love to do it in a win, too. So it was a good day all around.
Chris Archer, the victory, allowing full runs and 6-plus innings of work.
Same as everybody. I just have to attack. He actually put the bat on the ball nicely, the third AB, and Alex made a nice catch. So he's tough. And probably a huge component to us winning was getting him out 3 or 4 times.
When you're cruising through 4 innings in the 5th, you run into some adversity. What's your mindset as you're able to come up with a big strikeout on Marisnik?
It's always the same. I mean, Carlos Beltran's really good. I executed my pitch, and he beat me. The other homer was 315 feet over the short porch. So in my mind, I'm still confident. There's no wavering. So I'm still trying to attack.
The offense gave you a good boost to start. How'd that feel going out there with the
lead? It was cool, but Bill, I don't even really think about it. I go out there and try to do the best I possibly can, regardless if it's 0 runs on the board or 5 or 6.
I think the job of the pen, specifically Hunter tonight.
Hunter was awesome. Hunter's been awesome all year. Colomé came in and locked it down. It was nice to see.
You're focused on doing your job, but on the other side, what do you make of Evan Longoria hitting for the cycle tonight?
It's awesome. It's only the second time in franchise history. Anytime you say that, he's done something special. It's definitely a milestone in his career, and I was glad I was a part of the game to witness it.
What was it like on the bench seeing him tear for second?
Well, I was actually in the clubhouse, okay. So yeah. But you could tell everybody was excited. Even he never shows any emotion, and when the call was overturned saying that he was safe, he actually showed a little emotion, so it meant something to him.
Up next, the series against the Astros continues on Wednesday with Austin Pruitt on the hill.